So Africa's gotten money from the United States. Akon's out here talking shit. And there's, the fucking Africans up there in Hollywood that take our roles, try to play our icons, our black icons. This is getting exhausting. I feel like the United States paid Africa off because Africa is keeping up with what they said they were going to do when they sold their soul. And they're still following through with the plan. They haven't apologized to Black Americans. They haven't tried to embrace us. They just can't figure out why they sold their own people. And their descendants are still thriving and surviving today. So they couldn't replace us. They couldn't kill us off. So what the fuck is next? What's their next fucked up plan? We got y'all in a corner. You can't move. You can't breathe. You can't look a certain way. You can't talk a certain way. You can't walk a certain way. We know you when we see you. And this shit is getting tiring and it's old. It's old. Nothing new for y'all to do. But to apologize to us. Africa needs to apologize. And this is a message to Black people that go over to Africa. Stop trying to recruit other Black people to come over there with you. Please. Do what you do on your own. An entire continent that sold their own people didn't come back over here to get them because they were remorseful for selling them. But your descendants come over here acting like shit is brand new. Like we're not owed anything. It's still so bad over there that they're trying to get over here and be us. I don't mind having people from Africa or Jamaica or Trinidad or anywhere. Supporting the Black community. But you have to walk the walk when you talk that talk. You can't just, like Akon has done his entire fucking career. He was a masked tether. That nigga had a fucking mask on, costume on the whole time. And gone back over there to Africa, selling his own women. Probably selling his men too. Telling them how great it is over here in America. And he ain't shit. Never was shit. And ain't never gonna be shit. He done. He's fucking done. We could not have gotten anything that we've done from Africa because the white man beat it out of our ancestors. You fucking idiots. What you see before you was created from absolutely nothing. And Africans had absolutely nothing to do with it. Get it through your thick ass skulls. And you need to get on your fucking knees before us and beg us for your forgiveness. That's what Africa needs to do. The entire fucking continent. You owe us an apology and you owe us cash reparations. I have no problems with saying that. Because I have no desire on going to a land where they sold my ancestors to come here to this fucking shithole. I don't care what they thought was happening when they sold my ancestors. Giving up your own people to another people is a horrible, horrible atrocity and a special evil that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. Africa is doomed. You are doomed until you apologize to us. And you make your rounds to the Haitians, to the Jamaicans, to the Trinidadians. You just make your rounds. But your first stop needs to be here. If I had any African friends, oh, best believe, they'd have to be on the same type of mindset I'm on, same vibe. Because I'm not kissing no African's ass. I'm not thinking no African for shit that's going on here. When they beat it out my ancestors, I don't even know where the fuck I come from. So how the hell I'm going to give Africa any kind of respect or love? Even the ones who didn't sell us, y'all sat there as an entire fucking continent and did absolutely nothing to help us. But when you brought your asses over here, we welcomed you and embraced you with open arms. And we see where that got us. Y'all fucking up Oprah Winfrey. I mean, Whitney Houston. Trying to get somebody to play her. Got an African man playing Martin. Got an African woman playing Harriet. Like, y'all just don't know no fucking bounds. You think Then you supposed to be over here doing this shit because a white man told you to. Y'all still following the white man. So why the fuck am I trying to go over there to see what y'all doing? Why do I want to be in business with some motherfuckers that don't give a damn about us? Like I said, you people over there in that entire continent did absolutely nothing to help us. You had ample time, plenty of time, Ghana, that took money from the United States, Ghana, to apologize to us. You don't shame the devil and then take his fucking money. That's our money that you just took. The fuck out of here. With you African leaders over there. Ain't trying to do nothing to help us over here. So we gotta do it ourselves. Man, I'm not understanding why black people are over there in Africa. I don't give a fuck about the sweet talk, about the money, about what an African has to say. What did you do to help us get cash reparations? What are you doing? If you got some people over there now devising a plan or doing what? No, I'm not walking with that. I'm not going with that. Because if y'all was really trying to do something to help us, you would be helping everybody over here. I'm not on this. Going over to Africa. I'm not just gonna ignore all the fucking shit that's happened to my people. So y'all suffering over there, okay. Well, don't come over here talking your shit and taking our fucking rolls and our money. How about you stop doing that? Let's start with that shit. I don't give a fuck how beautiful Africa is. Africa is about to go down. White man gonna take over that whole entire fucking continent. I saw a video where they had some white men was kicking these little black boys' ass for being in that pool, whites only pool. Why the fuck is there a whites only pool in Africa? Y'all done went through apartheid. We didn't went over rape. Like, what the y'all? Africa just sold its soul and y'all trying to find it. Y'all trying to get it back, but you ain't never gonna get it back because it's lost. It's fucking lost because you ain't trying to repair the damage you have done to your own fucking people. An entire continent full of niggas can't get their shit together. You can't get your shit together over there, so you bring your black ass over here and you start some shit. Working with the white man, tethering it up in your fucking masks and your costumes to where we don't question you, we accept you. And look at what the fuck we get. You accepting money from the United States and then turn around, your fucking people come over here talking their shit. I'm going to start side-eyeing black people that go over to Africa. I'm not trusting anybody black that goes over there. I don't care what y'all got going on over there. I don't care. I don't care. I don't fucking care. I'm not traveling no fucking where until the United States gets their shit together and gives us our cash reparations. That's it. When I get my cash, I'm still staying right the fuck here. Right the fuck here. I ain't going no damn where. Africa don't deserve to see my black ass. Ever in life. I used to dream about going over there. But then I was like, why the fuck should I go over there? What's really good? Why should I go over there? I'm sitting up here getting my hair braided by these women from Africa that say they this and say they that. And they tear my scalp up. Not giving a fuck. I said, these fucking people don't, they don't think they're a part of us. They want to be us. They want to figure out how the fuck our ancestors survived the shit that they still going through. They trying to figure out how to escape that shit over there. And they come over here looking at us like, we just ran from that shit and we over here and the same shit going on over here that's going on over there still. But y'all surviving and thriving in that shit. Y'all ain't got no fear. But you motherfucking Africans, y'all trying to escape the fucking bullshit in Africa and you go from different places in the world. And you come here to the United States and you disrespect us and you trying to figure out how the fuck are we living? You can't figure it out. Because the ones that you let go of were the strongest. If you had fought with them, you wouldn't be running from your own fucking country to find peace. It's just that simple. Bunch of idiots over there. Why the fuck would I want to be any part of Africa? Why would I want to go over there and do anything with those people? Because they're so fucking disrespectful. And I'm not talking in absolutes, okay? I'm not talking in absolutes. This is for the Africans who are a bunch of fucking assholes that take our roles and take our money. Africa should have given that money right back to the United States. Just said, no, thank you. We don't need your money. When are you going to give our people their cash reparations? You think we'll ever see any of that money? That's supposed to help business relations with white people. Thank you, Africans, for doing such a good job all these hundreds of years, keeping your people down and still siphoning them over here, making shit so fucking miserable over there in Africa that they have to come running over here. Oh, the racist white man loves this fucking divisive type bullshit going on here. But I'm going to continue on keeping my head held high. Not giving a fuck about what anybody thinks about me staying in the same fucking state that I was born and raised in. I am not going anywhere. I don't give a shit. I'm not traveling anymore to see anybody. Driving nowhere to see nobody. Nothing. I'm not doing shit but staying right the fuck where I'm at. Traveling brings you nothing but grief, misery, and you're living in a fucking fantasy world. So you keep living in your fantasy world, and I'm going to live in reality. Because ain't nothing going to catch me off guard over here no more. Nope. I don't want to set myself up for nothing to happen. Well, I thought, you know, I was going over there to go see. I bet you Brittany thought she had it in the bag when she went over there to Russia to go play some basketball, boy. She just knew she had it. And they snatched her ass right on up, talking about some 9 years. What? I've been coming back and forth here for 6 years, and you motherfuckers talking about you want to give me 9 years? Oh, shit. They fucked her all the way up. Fucked her all the way up. Now she back over here. She quiet now. I bet you she gonna stay right where she at. If she travel and go somewhere again, that's on her. I ain't got nothing to say. Girl, you should have learned the first time. No, I can learn from other people. I'm not gonna fuck up like that. You know when they make you put something on your driver's license so you can fly to state to state, you know shit's getting bad. You know shit's getting bad. I'm not fucking around with these people out here. Because they're losing. They're fucking losing. These prisons are starting to get emptied out. They're building more prisons. And they're not filling them up quick enough. So they're trying to figure out stupid ass shit to do to get you locked up. I'm not with that. I'm not trying to give nobody no opportunity for shit. Let me go down to Orlando to go check out Disney and Universal and all that shit again. But I'm not fucking around leaving the United States for nobody. Those of you that do, you enjoy your travels. I wish you well and may you come back safely. Would you think you got all this power going to and fro? Okay, the white man. Racist white man gonna show your ass something. Abracadabra. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me.